That's what you get for showing us dancing naked Russian men, Dustin Kid.
Geek Juice Radio.
No one to hear you, baby, just me.
He lives with his mom and his whale penis.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
What you would imagine you would hear if you got raped while playing Tetris.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Geek Juice Radio. Tonight, there's three of us. We've got me, I'm Alex Jowski. We've got, feeling a bit under the weather, it seems, Charlie McMullen.
Under the weather, we will go with that. How you doing, everybody?
And we've got Kevin Daly.
In physical presence, if not in spirit.
And tonight, we are going to go right into telling you the best place you can buy things to pleasure your genitals with.
Go on.
You can go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code JUICE.
Huh.
J-U-I-C-E. And you get 50% off a single item, 3 free DVDs, free shipping in the U.S., and a free mystery gift. Just from using the promo code JUICE at adamandeve.com.
So you say free shipping within the U.S.?
Yes.
In your Canadian face, Dustin Kid!
That's what you get for showing us dancing naked Russian men, Dustin Kid.
To be fair, he doesn't explain that in a moment. He doesn't live too far from the border. He could always cross down to, like, Buffalo or something. And,
yeah, that sounds like overcompensation to me.
Pick it up there.
It's the principle of the matter. They don't get free shipping.
That's moving into the territory of I can see Russia from my house. You know what I'm saying?
Given the proximity of Toronto to Buffalo or Hamilton, and which is near Toronto.
It's the principle of the matter. It's the you gave us Nickelback, so no free shipping for you.
Right. It's our revenge for Nickelback.
We're going to jump right into what we have tonight are our favorite and least favorite music videos of all time.
Just to round out this discussion, last week we were talking about music videos directed by feature directors. Tonight we're just talking about the best and the worst, according to us.
Yes, and we'll start. We each have our favorites and our least favorites, and we'll just go round the table song by song. How's that go? Sound?
Right on.
Start from the bottom and work our way up.
Yep.
Are we doing top or bottom first?
We're gonna do.
Oddly enough, not the first time that question has been asked on this show.
No, it's not.
We're gonna start at the bottom of the top.
Sounds a lot hotter than it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, we'll start. What's your number five?
Hot for Teacher, Van Halen.
Which that is an awesome video.
That is actually a video I quite enjoy. Sexy teacher strip dancing on tables. Incidentally, never was hot for teacher in school, but always wanted to be.
There was a substitute teacher I kind of liked in high school.
Indeed. Same here. It was always a substitute. Like, nothing. Like we couldn't handle that shit full time.
I couldn't see her every day and restrain myself.
It's actually, that's a good video and a good song. One night at karaoke, Jowski was there, and he sang Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police. And then as a rebuttal, Reverend Todd sang Hot for Teacher.
I remember that.
That was a good time.
What I like about that video, too, is the end of it.
How David Lee Roth becomes a game show host. They had the Animal House ending.
My number five is actually one we discussed last week, Vogue from Madonna, because of David Fincher's look for that video.
You really enjoyed that video.
Yes, I do. It's very
You also like
stylish.
Calvin Klein ads, because it looks like every Calvin Klein ad ever made.
Yeah, like the head-on profile in the foreground, that whole thing. I don't know, which came first? Was the Calvin Klein commercial before that video? I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't know. I remember seeing those Calvin Klein ads in, like, the mid-90s. I think Vogue kind of started that look.
Yeah. I remember the Calvin Klein commercial was spoofed on Saturday Night Live with Phil Hartman and Jan Hook, so that's how long ago it was.
Of course, the greatest Calvin Klein commercial was the one with Brooke Shields from the 80s.
Was that the Nothing Comes Between Me and My Calvins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, if you could just arbitrarily pick a number five.
Well, this goes into one of the questions that I was going to put forth during tonight's show. started going thinking about music videos that were a DVD extra. And sometimes you see the best videos there because, for whatever reason, they couldn't have been shown on TV. And one of them is the theme from Bubba Hotep, Brian Tyler. Have you ever seen that video?
No, I haven't.
It was footage of him playing every instrument in the song. The dude did the whole song on his own. He just laid parts down separately, intercut with footage from the movie, like the Elvis, the big show footage, you know what I mean?
That's pretty neat.
It just really worked for me. When I first got that DVD, I must have watched that like 10 times in a row. It's a great song, and I like the way they did the video. It captured the right kind of spirit for me.
That's a good one. Now, back to Kevin. What's your number four?
Okay, number four, you hate, and I know you hate this one, but it's Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO.
Oh, God.
That video cracks me up every single time I watch it. It's just like a parody of like sexy videos. It's like, but instead of the chicks, it's just dudes in banana hammocks. And it makes me laugh.
Never saw the video, but banana hammocks are hilarious. I will give you that.
You know, it's slightly doughy pop stars and male pop stars in banana hammocks. It's supposed to be repulsive and it's funny as hell.
My number four is Zlad Supersonic.
Not familiar with that one.
Don't know that one at all.
Oh, I've linked it a bunch of times in the past over the years. It's just that goofy Russian man and the girl with the keytar. And they're singing that, like, get ready for a down count. Electronic, supersonic.
I think I remember that. It reminded me a lot of Sprockets.
Yes, and I like it as long as it's intentional. If those people are being serious and they think they did good work, then that video fucking sucks. But if they're joking around and making fun, you know, oh, we're pretending to be goofy, then I like it.
So that one relies entirely on the intent.
Yes. Charlie, you're arbitrary number four.
Arbitrary number four. Another one I was thinking about with the DVD extras. Do either of you have Jane Silent Bob Strike Back, the two-disc?
Yeah, I do.
Director's cut. Remember the Stroke 9 video for Kick Some Ass?
Yes.
Yes.
I like that one. I like that one a lot better than the Afro Man one.
I don't usually like Stroke 9, but I like that song and that video.
I enjoy Stroke 9. Little Black Backpack was a crappy video, but a really good song. But yeah, the Kick Some Ass video I just like, because it takes a concept from the movie and expands on it, and I just thought that was kind of clever.
When Martha and I, way long ago when we first started dating, I can't even remember why, but that Stroke 9 song was our song.
Especially in the context of the video. It makes a lot of sense.
And considering our first date, I'd actually stood her up to go watch Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. That might have something to do with it. So, Kevin, you're number three.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. No truer statement has never been said. Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot is just a dude rapping about asses with lots of girls' big asses on top of giant asses.
I've always wondered
if
about
you're an
that.
Ass man, it is the ultimate video.
Yeah, I am. What's not to like? But I've always wondered who walked off that set with the giant fiberglass butt, because that is in somebody's house right now.
I want that. I would kill to have the giant fiberglass ass.
If somebody auctioned off the fiberglass butt on eBay, they could retire like mañana.
I would find my apartment's tiny. I'd find some place to put it somehow.
You could put it on the roof of your building.
Oh, yeah, it'd go somewhere.
No,
build
I just
around it.
I imagine now somebody buying it at an auction and they have it strapped to the hood of their car on the way home and it comes loose and falls into the middle of the street and breaks, and you just have this image of this man in the middle of a highway crying over a large broken ass.
That would be me.
I'm not sure what kind of... That would have to be like a helicopter job or a crane, maybe. Like on a flatbed.
Because for Sir Mix-a-Lot, no butt was too big. My number three is Lady Gaga's Bad Romance.
Okay, what was the video? I'm
pretty sure that one showed up on a list of worst videos ever that I was looking at earlier today.
It might have.
If we're gonna pick Lady Gaga videos, because regardless of how you feel about her, yeah, Telephone. That's the one I was gonna mention. That was a good one.
Telephone was a good one too. I liked Bad Romance because
it's
got just
the P-Wagon in it. That's right? Telephone's awesome.
Bad Romance just had a weird, unique style to it.
I like that Born This Way video that Josh showed us.
Oh, yeah, week. That's like a full sci-fi movie.
Yep, that one's kind of cool. Has that Zardoz feel to it.
Josh was on the right track with that. One thing, I don't know if I mentioned it on last week's show when we were talking about that, but Weird Al was not allowed to do an official video, so we put like a slideshow on YouTube, and because his version is performed this way, and it was edited very well. It was funny.
Now you're Charlie, you're arbitrary number three.
Number three, okay. Now time to start thinking about the ones that I really, really like. I am gonna go with Breakout, Foo Fighters. Off the soundtrack of Me, Myself, and Irene. It was a good concept. It was Dave Grohl and the chick from the movie who played Jim Carrey's wife that left him for the limo driver.
So, not the love interest.
Not the love interest. It was not Renee Zellweger. It was, I believe her name is Trailer Howard, but I could be mistaken about that. But it was her and Dave Grohl at a date at a drive-in. They were watching Me, Myself, and Irene. It just took, like, little clips from the movie and related it, like, in the context of the video. Like the triplets were in it, like Anthony Anderson and those other two guys.
Huh. It was meta.
It was. It was meta to a certain extent. The limo driver, Tony Cox, he was in it.
All right. Kevin, you're number two here. Your runner-up music video.
As a lad of 12, 13 in the mid-90s, I was a big fan. Well, I still am a big fan of this band, but I was a big fan of the music video for Sell Out by Real Big Fish.
I was just thinking about that one. That's a good one.
Which
that
is was a funny good one. Video. Obviously, the song is very tongue-in-cheek. And it really is just a critique on how shitty it is to be signed with a record label.
Yeah, and the video, like, really went to great lengths to illustrate that.
That was one of my favorites, too.
From someone who's seen Real Big Fish three times live, that sense of humor is very much a part of their stage show. They're just kind of like that.
Which is not a bad way to go.
My number two is actually Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
That one wasn't bad.
I liked the song.
The song's good, you know, and it's
the song
only
is better than the Michael Jackson version.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, people who like Michael Jackson.
It's what, just, when you listen to the lyrics, it's not an R&B song, it's a rock song.
What I love about the video, though, is that the entire video is homage to Michael Jackson and all the stuff that was in Michael Jackson videos. You've got a girl in the Thriller mask, you've got the moonwalking and the lighting up sidewalk. You've got where he runs up on the car and screams.
Incidentally, everything else Alien Ant Farm ever did sucked.
Oh, yes. That one song was a cover, and it was their only good thing.
Yeah, that's kind of a crap legacy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you're arbitrary number two.
This one, not from a movie, but again from the Foo Fighters. When it was out, it was my favorite video of that year, but because it wasn't, like, important enough, it wasn't nominated for anything, but the video for Monkey Wrench.
I like that song.
I don't remember the video.
Video was really cool. It was Dave Grohl, I guess technically playing himself, but like an alternate reality version of himself, but he's lived in this apartment building. He's going up to his apartment in the elevator. The elevator music is Big Me, by the way. Like a Muzak version of Big Me. And then when he gets to his apartment, it's locked because there's like a clone of him and all the other Foo Fighters locked in his apartment playing that song. And like the other three members of the band are his neighbors. They come out like responding to the noise. They're trying to break in the door. By the time they break into the door, the copies have escaped through the window. But the other four just pick up the instruments and pick up the song. It was kind of cool. I liked it. There was like it was very liberal use of the fisheye on the vanguard of the fisheye lens. Like it was before everybody used it.
I thought you were going to pick Learn to Fly for the Foo Fighters.
That was a good one, too. Tenacious D.
And Dave Grohl is a flight attendant. Pretty funny.
I came across Everlong on a bunch of top music video lists when I was looking those up today.
The Foo Fighters had some great videos. I mean, I think that contributes a lot to why their careers lasted so long.
So, on to Kevin with your number one pick.
I already mentioned this last week. Sabotage of the Beastie Boys is my favorite. I'm not even a huge Beastie Boys fan. I just love that video. I love the 70s, like, cop show / like, 70s exploitation film feel of that music video. It's great. I could watch that over and over again.
Yeah, well, I told you earlier, when that one came out, I thought it was, like, stupid. Like, this looks crappy, until I actually saw 70s cop shows and got to like them. But I'm like, this video is amazing.
It was right on. Had no idea.
My number one is actually Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun.
I do like that one.
That was a good one.
Great, weird video, but it's like got horror element to it that I latched onto when I first saw that video. And I was really into horror at the time, and this, I'm like, this would make the best short story ever.
At the time?
Yeah, when did the time end?
Well, no, this is the time where I would have watched, like, Bride of Chucky and said, scariest movie ever. And your favorite music video ever, Charlie?
I might lose a lot of my hipster jackass street cred on this one, but I love Green Day, and the Basket Case video is it for me.
I loved that video, too.
It was
I like the way it builds.
Yeah. God, it was such a good video. I mean, it was perfect for the song. And I get a lot of shit because I love punk rock. And whenever I tell someone I like Green Day, they're like, oh, the fucking poser little, like, new punk bullshit. But I really like Green Day. They came along at the right time. Dookie was out when I was in high school. It was immature adolescent stuff, perfect for me then. After high school, I was in college when I was listening to the Warning album. And then after college, and I'm all, like, angry at the whole fucking world, is when American Idiot comes out, which is, I still say that's the best concept album ever made.
It's better than their follow-up concept album.
21st Century Breakdown, yeah.
Which was, I still like 21st Century Breakdown, well, half of it.
I do, too. They were touring on that one when I saw them live.
Yeah, 21 Guns is a fun song.
Yeah.
Incidentally, my favorite Green Day album is Warning. Because
Warning,
it's got that very indie, very close sound. But apparently their least popular album, which I guess that would say a lot about me.
I was going through like a old notebook that I had when that album first came out when I was in college. And I don't know why I wrote it down, and I don't even remember what song the lyric is from, but it said, "Everyone loves a joke, but no one likes a fool." For some reason, that really stuck with me.
So Dookie
was my second album I ever bought after Offspring Smash. I bought those pretty much within a week of each other.
I remember one thing about Dookie, because I bought it on cassette tape. The cassette tape was blue, like everything from that label was, because Faith No More, Epic, was on the same label, and it was blue.
They just had a lot of blue plastic laying around for some reason.
Yeah, I guess that was just their trademark.
Somebody accidentally ordered a bunch of blue plastic, and someone's like, well, make tapes out of it.
Yep, when life hands you lemons, you know what I'm saying?
This band is called Green Day, but fuck it, the tape's blue.
Yep.
When life hands you lemons, you demand to see life's manager?
Yes.
Burn the house down with the lemons?
Yep. As Sarah Silverman used to like to say, when life gives you AIDS, make lemonades.
All right, Kevin, onto your worst five here. Your number five on your worst five.
Mine are kind of random because I don't hate that many music videos, so I'm just going to go from the list I just kind of like put together. Dancing in the Street is a terrible music video.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It's the gayest thing that's ever been made.
And I love David Bowie. I really genuinely love David Bowie, but that is just, it's terrible. It's nothing
after,
really
after
about
generations
it.
Of gay porn being made, that video is still the gayest thing that's ever
it
happened.
It is horrid.
My number five is Madonna's Like a Prayer.
I don't know if I'd call that bad. I mean, I usually respect anything that generates controversy, anything that angers the church.
Well,
tend to just stand behind that a principle to a certain extent.
I'm not offended by it. I'm just hated the, oh God, you're not even trying to be subtle, are you, of it.
And yet, this is coming from a guy who's a huge Lady Gaga fan. I love this.
Yeah, not a huge Madonna fan, though.
It's very odd.
I guess sometimes subtlety did take a backseat to message, I guess.
I mean, she's in a church having sex with Jesus. I'm like, you're just not even going to try for a metaphor?
Look, we watched a film called Images in a Convent. I mean, are you really complaining about subtlety and
yeah.
in sacrilegious imagery?
It wasn't the sacrilege that bothered me. It was just the laziness of, okay, she's singing prayer, so church and sex, okay, we have sex with Jesus.
We liked Images in a Convent, and that was not subtle.
But, yes. It also wasn't a Madonna song.
True, it was Joe D'Amato semi-hardcore porn.
And now we go, Charlie, pick a bad music video.
Speaking of semi-hardcore porn, Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It the worst, just gigantic VHS camcorder production values that I've ever seen. And a lot of the shots were just pointless sequences of dudes in, it was, I guess you would call it a loincloth, but it was like wrapped, like, I'm going to call it a nut turban.
So like if Jan Terry and David Dakota teamed up for a project?
I was
going to
say, is this
pretty much.
Directed by David Dakota?
It was just really bad. Like, I have no idea what Alice Cooper was trying to say with it. It was awful.
All right, Kevin, you're fourth on your worst five.
I know you disagree with me on this, Jowski, but Waterfalls by TLC is a stupid, stupid music video.
It really is.
And I explained last week why I like that video. Because it's not about what normal hip-hop songs are about.
The song is meh. I don't have any hatred one way or another. The song is fine. I hate the video. And the fact that everyone seems to really like it confuses me.
Well, it's certainly better than No Scrubs.
Yeah.
Which is not saying a whole lot, though.
Yeah, I mean, No Scrubs. No Scrubs is a bad song, though. By the way, that's every dude in Pueblo. Sorry, Charlie.
That's okay. I have it coming.
So my number four is Erasure Always.
Let's see. What was that video like?
You basically had this really whiny man that looked like he was the Boy George inferior clone.
I like Erasure from what I've heard on First Wave.
And he was kind of chunky, though. He was a bit chunkier. And he's like, just singing in, like, some horrible mock-up of Siam.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that song is on a continuous loop on the original Robot Unicorn Attack.
The video looks like it was made by unicorns.
I think that's why they went with that song. But yeah, okay, when you play Robot Unicorn Attack, the first one...
Doing my research, the lead singer for Erasure is openly gay, so...
Oh, that would explain why he must not have been able to keep that secret for long.
One need look not beyond that video.
Now, on to Charlie. Pick A.
I think Grim Reaper just deserves an honorable mention.
Grim Reaper?
Yeah, 80s metal band. Just really, really lousy videos. I mean, just these scenes that were poorly shot on sets that were poorly built. Crappy costumes didn't make any sense. It was just all a metal band trying to look badass but not understanding what they need to do or why. I think if, like, Beavis and Butthead during the original run in the 90s would just especially rip into a Grim Reaper video. I mean, it wasn't just this sucks. They would just pick it apart just to death. I was reading this interview with Mike Judge once where he was at some function and the lead singer was there and he'd like been avoiding him all night, and then he finally cornered like Mike Judge. He's like, I saw our video on Beavis and Butthead, and he was like getting ready to like get smacked or something. He goes, we have a bunch more. They were just really going off on it, and rightfully so.
All right, Kevin, you're, what are we on now, number three or number two?
Yeah, three. So I had this band on my top list earlier, but Right Now by Van Halen is a terrible music video.
Terrible because it was so overrated at the time. Like, it had like one of the shortest shelf lives I've ever seen of being good.
Stupid.
It was just preachy, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was really, horribly really preachy.
Just a big soapbox full of just lazy, like, thoughtless middle class philosophy. Yeah, that's a good choice, Kevin. I stand behind you 100% on that.
Thank you, Charlie.
My third one on here would be higher, but time will leave this one behind and nobody will speak of it again, is Swagger Jagger by Cher Lloyd.
I can't tell if the video is worthwhile because the song is so awful, there's really no point.
Actually, the song looks like a Japanese children's show vomited on her.
I mean, I watched a little bit
which
of that
is
a, video.
Which is possible. I mean, they're into some freaky stuff in Japan. I mean, you're talking about the country that gave us Two Girls, One Cup.
No, that was Brazil.
That was Brazil.
Yes, that was Brazil.
Are you and Charlie, are you really surprised it's Brazil?
No. not at all.
Wait.
Charlie, your turn to pick a horrible, horrible one.
I'm going to take Kevin's theory that he alluded to just now and sort of expand on it. Take a song that is crap to begin with and then you put it with a video that just amps up the crappiness so much, it's almost too much to take in one sitting. TikTok by Kesha.
Yeah.
I was just telling Jowski this morning I woke up with Die Young stuck in my head. It is weird. I have this weird relationship with Kesha's music because I kind
she
of
She really
like
shouldn't it. Be challenging people to make her die young because someone's going to say, that's what I was waiting for.
Although
it's weird because I objectively know that it's not good. There's something about her, like, rap, singing, sort of melodic. I don't even know how to describe it. That kind of resonates with me somehow.
She compares herself favorably to P. Diddy. And then says, looks like Mick Jagger, as though it were a compliment.
There was an interesting fan-made version video for that song.
Oh, the Batman one?
No,
the Rehab one.
No, this one was all Star Trek.
Ah.
Classic Trek characters.
I think I saw that one.
I did not see that one.
I used to share it a lot because I liked it. It was well done. I hate the song, but the music video they made out of it using clips from Star Trek, most of it being where the episode where they all got drunk. It fit quite well.
Oh, yeah, when the spores.
Yeah, that was remade in Next Generation, two episodes in.
Was that's the one where Wesley Crusher, like, I can't even remember what the line was, but it was so funny.
I remember Dr. Crusher was trying to bang Picard. Like, it wasn't just violence in the Next Generation one, it was like rampant wantonness.
Oh yeah, the line that Wesley Crusher has in that one about, like, I feel so funny inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see if I can find it, because it's so, it was, yeah, this is definitely, The Naked Now, that's the episode.
Yeah.
I feel strange, but also good, that's what he says.
I feel strange, but also good.
Which is a fairly accurate description of being trashed, but
especially your first time.
Yeah,
I could see that.
What is this feeling?
It's like Jack Skellington in Christmastown.
All right.
What's this? Yeah. Moving along.
Yes, moving along. That was you that picked Kesha, right, Charlie?
Yes, it was.
So we're on to your number two then, Kevin.
Speaking of P. Diddy, I'll Be Missing You, Puff Daddy, is a terrible video. Which, as a 12-year-old seeing music videos for the first time, I liked. And then looking back on it, I'm like, why the hell did I like this music video? It's a sample of a bad Sting Police song to begin with.
Oh, God.
Terrible song, terrible video. That's that video, because it was supposed to be like a tribute to Biggie, right?
Right.
But it's just Puff Daddy being the most arrogant jackass on the face of the planet.
Pretty much. I mean, that's like, that's really outdoing yourself when you consider the source. Because he's an arrogant jackass anyway.
Puffy was the king of arrogant jackasses until Kanye, in a coup, snatched that title from him.
Yeah, thank God Taylor Swift won.
Yes.
Otherwise,
now nobody talks about Diddy
anymore. Puffy's baby.
Although you kind of imagine, you know, what if Beyonce won over Taylor Swift? Would, like, Toby Keith come up? Beyonce, I'll let you finish, but Taylor Swift.
I'm not sure if Toby Keith would have been comfortable there. What with all the ethnics and all.
So, my number two is Video Games by a band called Blackout.
This is the one you put on Facebook today.
Yes, the one I put on Facebook. Did you see it, Kevin?
I did not watch it, no.
I will play you some of this song. You tell me when to stop.
Okay, that's good.
Wow. How drunk were they when they started?
No, I think it's because he's 12.
Nowhere near as drunk as you need to be to listen
to. Wait. Did you just, like, call it a 12-year-old for a music video, bro? Come on, man.
Well, yeah.
They don't know any better.
They don't know any better, but they
should. Yeah, that's not fair.
Somebody should have said, hey, no, you don't know any better.
Just having some fun.
Well, I mean, that's why I was going to put Rebecca Black's Friday on this list, but that kind
of
felt like the
same thing. Fun.
Yeah. See, that kind of falls into the same category, though. Like, it's they don't know any better.
I actually like the music. The song is awful. I actually like the music video for Friday.
Why the shit would you like that music video?
It's so, like, you ever watch a movie that's so terrible it goes back around to being just incredible? That's Rebecca Black Friday.
I don't know if I would give it that much credit, though.
It is so, like, it's just, it's one of those mind-blowing, like, wow, sort of. And it's, like, high budget because they paid a lot of money to make this video. And it is, like, somehow the most insipid thing ever made. And it's, like, captivating. I don't know how to describe it other than that.
And, Charlie, you're number two.
My number two, let's see here. I think I'd probably have to go with a song that I actually started to come around on when I just heard it. But once I saw the video, it just bumped me right back down. The Real Slim Shady, Eminem. I mean, the song itself, I can support the message, because, like, people have sang it at karaoke many times since I first saw it. I actually read the lyrics, and it's sort of touting the, you know, being an individual and stuff like that, and speaking your mind and stuff, and I can get behind that, but the video is just a desperate plea for street cred. I mean, he's just... You know how, like, when someone tells you how hardcore they are and how crazy they are, they're not at all? That's the kind of vibe I get from that video.
Incidentally,
And just because Tom Green was popular at the time, he just decides to reference without spoofing. I mean, that makes it no better than, like, disaster movie or epic movie or something like that.
To make it a bit more, well, try comparing it to later Eminem, like Superman.
Same kind of thing. I mean, Eminem is, as far as videos are concerned, he's the Friedberg and Seltzer of music.
Yes.
You didn't like, what was that first, what was his first name? My Name Is?
Yeah, that's the laziest jokes that I've seen.
I like that video.
I mean, at the point in time when it came around, everyone had already heard every possible joke out of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And then, because he's wearing a Clinton wig, he has someone wearing a beret get up from behind the podium. Not only stealing a gag from Police Academy, but just making the laziest, cheapest attempt at a laugh anyone could make. I don't respect that.
And now, Kevin, your number one least favorite music video.
Well, like I said, worst one of all time. Not in any particular order, but I hate Enter Sandman by Metallica. Because speaking of pretentious music videos...
Yeah, that's
right. And I think Josh would probably agree with me, because that was like the album's like, let's be rock stars. And that video is literally, let's be rock stars.
Yeah, the album was the coffin, and that video was all the nails.
And the thing is, Black Album, not terrible. There's some good stuff on it, but it's...
It's definitely a harbinger of end times for Metallica. Yeah, well,
it's not as bad as Load.
But it was it hinted at what Load would eventually become.
My number one is Nickelback, Trying Not to Love You.
I'm not sure I'm familiar
you
with
you just said Nickelback, all of them.
No, this one, you've got a horny Jason Alexander.
I'm with it.
And he's working at a Starbucks, and the girl comes in and orders a latte, and most of the music video is him making the latte and just dreaming about fucking her. And then you've got Jason Alexander playing awesome, cool Jason Alexander coming in on a motorcycle with his mustache and his little tiny goatee. And he makes super coffee in the cream. He makes, you know, sexy pictures of Jason Alexander. And Jason Alexander has a coffee off with Jason Alexander. Jason Alexander hooks up with the woman at the end, whose name was Jennifer, spelled with a G.
I have to tell you, that doesn't sound bad. I'd probably have to see it to really understand how bad it is, but just hearing you describe it, I would watch that. I like Jason Alexander. Nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, but to Nickelback?
That's probably where the rub is.
Yeah, that's where the rub is. And that the humor in it is really not that funny. So, Charlie, your least favorite music video ever?
Flock of Seagulls, I Ran So Far Away.
I love that song, though. I haven't seen the video, but I love
that
song.
The video is just, it's laughably bad. And given the time that it came out, you could tell they were trying really hard to look moody and look as much like The Cure as they could. But it's just hilarious. I mean, there's a rotating camera sequence in it where they're playing in this room full of mirrors. And every time the camera goes around, you can see it in the mirror right across it. And I just get the impression that somebody noticed it and just did not care. Because how could you not? And you see what the camera is. It's a camera that like would cost like $4.50 now. $4.50 if you found it on eBay. It was just, the whole video seemed like an afterthought.
If it was today, it would have just been a phone.
You would have looked in that mirror and seen an iPhone.
So, before we still got a little bit of time, Kevin, do you have any honorable mentions from any categories?
There, I thought of a bunch while just doing the show that I actually really like. Again, I don't hate that many of them, so most of the stuff I like. The one I wrote down earlier because I couldn't fit it in, I love One Step Beyond by Madness. I want that song played at my wedding, or not my wedding. My wedding already happened. My funeral. When I die, I will be stepping one step beyond. And I just thought of some other stuff I just really like. Fiona Apple, Criminal, is a great video.
That is a good one, yeah.
That video kind of creeped me out.
I thought that was sexy as hell.
I don't know. Oh, she was a couple of sandwiches away from being
that,
sexy.
I thought that video was hot as hell when I was 13.
At the exact same time, it was the very next month, because I spent a month like going, oh, Fiona Apple's hot, and then the very next month was Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, the video for Torn.
Torn,
yeah,
yes.
Torn is
Natalie Imbruglia was hot. I was watching Johnny English the other night.
What else? There was a couple, a bunch of stuff from Weird Al. Amish Paradise's video is funny.
So I like a good video.
Skipper Dan is the animated one.
Yes.
Really depressing, but also pretty awesome. There was a couple others I was just thinking of.
He had an animated one.
King Missile, Detachable Penis, is an awesome video.
Yeah, it is.
That one, I remember that. I remember watching that one during MTV's 120 Minutes.
Do you remember the first music video you saw?
Music video I saw was ZZ Top. I can't remember. I just remember the beards. It wasn't Legs. It was some other Legs. ZZ Top.
First video I ever saw. It's a very vivid memory for me, and it's a really good video. It was a snow day, so I slept in, and then I just woke up and started watching TV right away. First thing I see when I turn it to MTV was the video for Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream.
Huh.
It had kind of an Alice in Wonderland vibe to it. It was half animation. It was really cool.
Oh, not like Don't Come Around Here No More, which is a blatant Alice in Wonderland vibe.
Right. I mean, he was going through a phase, clearly, when it came to the videos. Because when you listen to Running Down a Dream, it doesn't seem like it lends itself to Alice in Wonderland allegories. But the video really did. Like, it had that that Mad Hatter frickin' chapeau that he was wearing the whole time. But it was a good video. Like, it was sort of aped like the early Bosco Buddy, like 1930s animation.
Kevin, what do you think?
I don't remember. It was 96 I started watching, because my parents didn't let me watch MTV when I was a kid. So 96. So it was one of those bad, it was Mace, More Money, More Problems, or, it was that Puff Daddy song, or that I described hating earlier, or it was Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crossroads, or something like that. Think of any bad, like, hip-hop or R&B song from 96. It was one of those. Like, all really, of them, probably in succession.
I remember when I was...
Oh my god, like, really trying to be way more emotional than they had the substance to back up.
Yes.
I remember for a brief while they showed...
Maybe that Busta Rhymes song it was...
I'll see you at the crossroad.
When they had a...
It was not a good era for music, really.
No. The early 90s, Nickelodeon would sometimes show music videos, but it was like MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, Ninja Rap.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is another video I had as an honorable mention for the worst of. I had David Hasselhoff's Hooked on a Feeling, which you haven't seen that video. Look it up. It is a trip. It is the most egotistical vanity project ever, done by somebody who was on drugs.
I remember I was listening to the DVD commentary on Eurotrip once, because my cable was out for like a very long time. So I was just looking for any entertainment I could. And that fantasy sequence in Eurotrip where the David Hasselhoff song is playing, when they pick that song, one of the German advisors was there, like, oh, Hasselhoff. And they're like, oh my god, tell me there's a video. And they just had to use a clip of the video in there because it's so much funnier if you know who it is.
The David Hasselhoff video?
Yeah, he's wearing like that crocheted vest.
Well, he's wearing
like
that
on a beach or something.
Well, he wears a lot of different things. It's Hasselhoffs singing to other Hasselhoffs while there's like angels flying, and then yeah. This dude in a mask and somebody throws a fish.
Yeah, it was just frantic madness.
But I also had as one of my favorite music videos, and you'll probably hate me for picking it, is Katy Perry Firework.
Shooting the sparks out of the boobies?
Yep, just booby sparks.
Yep, I remember that. No, I won't begrudge you that. It's not a bad video.
I kind of like, as much as the song and drives me nuts, I like the music video for Call Me Maybe, because the dude ends up being gay, and I think that's funny.
You don't see that too much on MTV. They try to sell an image in music videos. So when somebody doesn't break...
When they play them.
Well, yeah. Well, music videos in general.
I mean, so, trying to see a video on MTV is like trying to like catch a public access show. You just gotta wait up all night and be ready when you see it.
So when they do break from that image and they're like, hey, this guy's gay, you know, you kind of got to respect that.
I think it's funny. It's funny because the first time I ever heard the song or watched the video, I was in a Tilly's in Anaheim Hills, California. Or maybe Brea. It might have been Brea. And I'm shopping for board shorts because I'm bro like that. And I look up and they're playing the video. And I'm like, oh, this is that Call Me Maybe song everyone's been talking about. And I'm listening to it and like, this is already burrowing into my brain. This is going to be in my brain the rest of the week. And I'm watching the video and I'm like, she's trying to hit on this guy the whole time. And I'm like, I'm looking at it, it's like, that dude's going to be gay, isn't he? I didn't get to see the end of the video. And I learned later, yes, in fact, he is. I'm like, ha, God, I called
it. So you called that. Nice.
So you were with your board shorts, your feet kicked up on a 12-pack of Keystone.
With my flip-flops on, my rainbow flip-flops on, yep.
Home of Stones.
The only difference is that actually happens on a pretty regular basis when I'm in California, except it's not Stones, it's PBR.
Ah.
That's my cheap beer of choice.
Call Me Maybe is the second most angering karaoke request I get nowadays.
Hey, I just met you.
Yeah.
Wow. I did that at Mike's karaoke once, by the way.
Did you really?
Yes.
Here's the thing with Call Me Maybe. It's so insipid, but it's also really, really, really catchy. The beat and the melody for the song is really, really catchy. So it'll get stuck in your brain forever, and you'll hate yourself the entire time.
It's like, who are you going to sing that for in this bar on a goddamn Thursday? Get out of here.
In Pueblo.
Exactly. Screw you. They want to hear Foreigner, Journey. Get the hell out of here with that.
By the way, everyone keeps putting Separate Ways by Journey on their, like, worst music video. I love that music video.
Or you know what? Total Eclipse of the Heart probably had a bad music video. Do you remember the music video for that?
Yes.
I do. Yeah, it was not good.
There is one I came across today that was, like, worst music video ever. But I saw it and died laughing because it's so awesome. It's the song Dog Police by the band Dog Police.
I saw that you posted that on Facebook today, but I didn't quite have the balls to click on it.
It's no Bad Company by Bad Company, but...
The link was blue, but I didn't click it.
It's something. Here's a clip of the song. She wanted some more. It's literally about dog police.
It's, I don't know, like if Jello Biafra is, like, started talking in his sleep.
And you need to see the video where it's...
That sort of Jello sound to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You've got dog men walking around in police uniforms going, dog police!
Well, they took the high road because pig police would have been too easy.
And fish police was taken.
And so was dream police.
But we have talked about a lot of music videos tonight, some good, some bad, and keep in mind these are just our opinions, you know. Feel free to chime in on your own on the comments at geekjuicemedia.com with your favorite or least favorite music videos. You're welcome to disagree with us.
I promise that if someone leaves some YouTube links in the comments, I will watch everyone.
As will I.
Even if I hate it right away, which I'm sure I will most of the time.
And you can critique our decisions, too. I mean, clearly if my favorite song now was Dog Police, I don't care anymore.
You would deserve whatever you get.
Yes. Guess that would be it. So, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight out there, Internet!
Goodnight, everybody.
And next week, we're going to have a special episode as we talk about Final Fantasy movies with a guest. And
can we spoil the guest? Or are we going to let it be?
Oh, we're going to let it be a surprise.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the projection booth with Mike White, and have a great night.